Members of a Chinese gang of dama of debt collectors have been jailed over illegal acts of debt collection, in which these middle-aged ladies menaced victims and even stripped naked to get them to pay up. That is according to state media reports. These middle-aged ladies, or damas in Chinese, have been charged with organized crime and gangster-like activities. No one would ever associate a middle-aged Chinese lady... Yeah.
Oh,
like
wait
the,
a minute.
In this mm. kind of...
Wait one second.
Yes.
I've been saying it forever. You mm. don't mess with the damas. Now, they've realized their power in groups. Almost, one could say, an unstoppable force.
But yeah. Dama and gangsta? That
Dama gangsters!
Yeah, so what's going
Dangerous
on here?
Dangerous combination.
Yeah. Absolutely. What's going on here?
Yeah. As I think we have heard a lot of stories of Chinese Dama, but today we are going to tell you a new story of Dama as debt collectors. So a local police investigation in Xiangqiu, Henan province, found that around 30 unemployed women aged between 50 to 70 years old have formed an illegal debt collecting gang. And this month, the 14 main members of the group were sentenced to up to 11 years in prison.
Ooh, yeah. Hard time.
Yeah,
baby.
Long time, yeah.
Yeah.
Imprisoned by a Henan court for organizing and joining an anti-gang or damagang in Chinese phrase for their provocative and disturbing behaviors. So the figures show from 2013 to 2016, the Dama collectors have engaged in 29 incidents of public nuisance. And in 2015, the number of incidents went from 5 times per year to
yeah.
20 times per year.
Yeah.
And only in 2016, there were 3 incidents in just 1 month. And the Damas are often hired by individuals or small to medium-sized private companies to help collect delayed payment or wages. They threaten people with about-to-be-demolished homes into relocation and be a strong voice in patient-doctor conflicts. So they were paid a commission of around 200 yuan for each job or each case. Yeah.
Yeah, that's like about 30 bucks to get some Damas to go over and be like, yo, pay
yeah.
up. You know,
but that's not a lot of money.
Yeah,
I mean, no, but I mean,
maybe
for retired folks, it's a combination of a little bit of cash, something to do, feeling useful. I mean, we'll talk about it, but I also want to say, you know, what's kind of ironic about this is normally when you think of like people sending debt collectors to somebody or people raising new nuisances and these kind of things.
Yeah.
You think of the young kids, maybe young men.
Strong, tough, tall men.
Young men, let's say that, okay? But now we see the exact opposite. Old ladies causing the trouble. Like I said, you don't mess with damas. Okay, so let's see how they would settle these disputes. I guess sometimes, or most times it was through intimidation, but sometimes it was violence that would happen. And they even got a nickname called the Foul-Mouthed Group by local residents for terrorizing. What they would do is they would shout or insult debtors into submission using loudspeakers. And when that did not work, they would spit at them. According to reports, some female victims reportedly had their clothes torn off.
Wow.
If they resisted, yeah. And I guess men said they were also aggressive to them as well. And if the men would threaten to respond, these damas would tear their own clothes and say they would tell maybe police that these guys were assaulting them.
Well, I think certainly this part, it's according to a few reports on Pengpai and other state media outlets that have some description about how the menacing of happened,
mm-hmm.
and I think mostly why these ladies got recruited, I feel, is because simply our usual perception towards middle-aged or older ladies is that they have fun, go mm-hmm. dancing in a square called square dancing in the Chinese context, and they're harmless. So when you have mm-hmm. these people who, in the eyes of some, are kind of a vulnerable group, especially considering when some of these ladies, they don't earn very much.
Yeah.
They would they would get involved in such activity for 200 yuan a go. And so there is generally a sort of a sentiment of sympathy towards them. But when you look at the actual activity that they've been engaged in, can you align that with a gangster activity,
well,
though?
Well, I think because of how they're seeing that light, you said, you know, harmless older ladies, that's why they're getting away with this to such a high extent. You know, people are like, oh, they're just, you know, some older ladies. Let them go. And maybe the rest of the area, the city that isn't necessarily affected by this gang of damas, aren't taking it very seriously. But as I had said, they are insulting debtors through loudspeakers. They would spit at them. I mean, this is just awful behavior. They would go tear females' clothes. Mm. This is not how you conduct yourself. I don't care what sex you are, or what age you are. And in fact, the older you are, the less I feel you have a claim to act like this. This is behavior I would expect from a little kid throwing a tantrum. Not even that bad. But these ladies, the average age of these unemployed ladies, as I understand, are 50 years old. And the oldest woman in this gang was 70 years old. Mm. This is one rough 70-year-old lady. You don't mess with her, okay? Mm-hmm. And as I understand, you know, some of these ladies as well, they're suffering from some ailments. I guess Gao Yun, one of the Dama collectors, I guess she's blind, and she's had complications, I guess, arising from diabetes. Another lady had breast cancer and had to have her breast removed. So on top of being maybe a bit older, on top of being unemployed, these ladies, many of them are suffering from some health issues.
So I think that puts them in that unfavorable situation that maybe they have a pretty hefty medical bill that needs to be paid, and a lot of these ladies are retired or unemployed, so I guess money does become an issue. But when we look at gangster activity, according to the criminal law, there are some characteristics that this has to fill in order to be considered as a crime. And here, do you think that the activity of this particular gang involving damas fits those features?
I don't think so, actually.
Why not?
Yeah, because Ryan mentioned they use some extreme ways to get the money back, but they don't use knives or stick to beat you or stab you. They just use loudspeakers or some really weird ways to give you some spiritual tortures and to make you pay the money back. But actually, I think it's too much. The sentence is too long for them. So, and they are also not an initiator of the crime or something, because they were asked, they were hired to collect the debt.
Okay.
If they were put into 11-year sentence, how about the people who hired them? Yeah.
Well, okay. So I guess it is absolutely crucial to identify who organized these damas to do this. I think that is one loose link in the whole reporting of this case. But actually, I would hold a different view as to what Huangshan you think about this, because when you look at the criminal law, it does say that you need to fit the following features. One being that this is organized crime, and then the so far we've only seen the end of the first trial, and the second trial would be expected in to ensue in the coming months. But so far, why is it organized according to the judgment of the judge in the first trial? Is that although you can say there is no contract that's being signed between the damas that's saying that they're affiliated to a gang or anything like that, but does the gang work that way? No. Mm. And when you look at how these debt collecting activities have been held, it's always these few people, and more than 10 damas, they're always participating in these so-called activities. Mm. And they are the core people on the team that get other people involved. So I think in today's day and age, in the digital world, that sometimes I think the organized crime, you need to look at it in the modern sense, so to speak, that maybe there is no official signing of a piece of paper, but if you look at their WeChat record, these people have been working together repeatedly in the same kind of criminal activity.
Yeah, let's take a look at, well, I mean, on top of this, I think what's happening here too is this was allowed to cultivate and happen and grow in Changzhou specifically, right? You don't see these kind of Dama gangs in too many other places yet. It sounds like this is where you have almost like a little Dama mafia going on, or at least a group of them. And we're finding out more and more through these court cases, as you had said, Hyung, that these ladies are not up to any good, okay? Mm-hmm. So, but I think, too, we got to look at Changzhou here because we have some information about this city. Okay, so the Beijing News reports, I guess, they've learned that lenders in Changzhou find it hard to get their money back due to the volatility of local property markets in the past few years. I guess basically what's going on is there's a lot of construction in Changzhou, yet contractors find themselves often in debts, unable to pay them, as well as workers' wages. And so to paint a picture of how bad, you know, these debts are getting, a construction materials merchant said that half of his contracts are unpaid for, and it takes, I guess, 6 months to a year to retrieve the money on a good day. So this paints a picture. People are taking loans because there's so much construction going on. It's happening, yet these people are in debt. They're not necessarily coming out ahead. They always find themselves needing more money to do their business. And so on top of this, you know, a local business owner told reporters of the Beijing News that in the case of resolving civil disputes and collecting debts, going to trial takes too much time and money. So the thing is, people don't want to, debt collectors don't want to, and probably neither do the businesses really want to go to court because it just means more time, more money from both parties. But what happens is, you know, as I understand, police departments are often okay with out-of-court dispute solving settlements, right? So out-of-court settlements. So in a way, in this kind of gray area, if the Damas aren't necessarily committing violence and maybe not harassing people as much to a certain degree, but definitely the violence thing. If they're not committing violence and they get these people to kind of settle or pay the debt, then this kind of finds this gray area of, was this an out-of-court settlement? And so with that being said, you know, these Damas, as Huang Shen had said, are relatively cheaper too than debt-collecting agencies, which I understand are 30 to 50% more in commission, according to a Global Times report. So hiring Damas, it's much more cost-effective.
Or just hiring whoever that can create a nuisance or intimidate and harass people.
But specifically here, we're talking about the Damas. These ladies aren't even asking for so much. Yet they are, as I understand, according to the Beijing News, they are very successful at what they do, getting this money. Because loan sharks hired them. Because people don't want to quarrel with women that are disabled and elderly.
Yes. So that is exactly the sentiment, or almost to some extent, maybe the kindness of some people that's been exploited. So then these damas are, or these middle-aged ladies are becoming the forefront of debt collecting, which is something unheard of before. And I think, Ryan, you do make a very good point in directing to the root cause of this. That is, when there is that economic activity going on, then there is going to be loans taken out of banks or sometimes from private institutions.
Yeah.
And there's going to be borrowing money, which means you need to pay back. And if a company or an individual can't pay back, what do? You don't go to court, or sometimes because you find that to be costly, time-consuming. But if you do go to court and there is a sentencing that the court has issued, but not always do that judgment be executed. That's
right.
A huge problem here.
Yeah, I also see like more to the conditions, right? So when conditions are perfect, sometimes things grow out of them. And this is just one of those things we're seeing. I think dhammas aren't necessarily to blame. They definitely have to take responsibility for their actions, but sometimes the issue is much bigger than just the person, but maybe the things around them that got them to this point, right? And so I'll say also, where are these guys getting these loans, right? These contractors and whatnot, they're not able to pay them back. Yet Chinese law stipulates that any private loans with interest rates higher than 36% is not enforceable. My point is, we have seen here, that's earlier this year, a guy had killed a debt collector because the debt collector was harassing his mom for a debt that he was charging an interest rate equivalent to 120%. So we see an example like this, and maybe it's not so far-fetched to think that these guys are getting loans with crazy interest rates too. And this is also causing them to be having dhammas come by and these kind of situations to happen. So I think at the same time too, you know, Chinese law says you don't have interest rates going higher than 36% because once they go higher, maybe things like this start to happen.
That's a very, very good point. And also, I think that is the tip of the iceberg of lending or illegal lending when banks aren't involved, because small businesses find it very difficult to get loans from legitimate conduits in this kind of situation. And then in order to keep the capital chain flowing, then they have to sort of keep on trying to pump money into the chain. And if they don't, then it means your business will fail, bankruptcy, that kind of thing. But this is a very unhealthy and hugely risky way of conducting business, which is still pretty common.
Right. I think many times, too, in the U.S. as well, you'll find people more than willing to lend you money. But then you always want to follow up with what that interest rate is, right? Because that's where they make their money back. And in this case, too, you know, these lenders, they have their dhamma gangs going after these people and whatnot. But the reason why I say it's, you know, you could say it's maybe some kind of illegal lending. Is because these kind of transactions, I guess, are in 2016 alone, China uncovered over 1 trillion yuan, that's 148 billion U.S. dollars, worth of illegal transactions by underground banks, okay? And this is according to Financial News. So you can see that's a lot of money that's going underground through transactions. It's not a far leap to say that maybe these kind of transactions are playing a part in what we're seeing in Shangchuo.
In Shangchuo.
Shangchuo.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes. Also, I think the reason why many people feel sympathetic for those dhammas is because the debt they collect is legal loans, not the usuries or not the high interest loans. So, and also, I think it's interesting that based on the report, those dhamma got these work chances while they're playing square dance. They got it source.
Oh, so basically they got the information when they're socializing with other ladies, when they're dancing. And here is the part that I feel, yes, I can understand the sympathy these middle-aged ladies get or they're pleading for themselves. That is, I didn't know what I got into. I thought I was doing something good because the guy A owns guy B money, so I'm helping guy B out to get his money back for him.
Yeah.
So in theory, that doesn't sound to be too bad, but in practice, what you're doing is actually called illegal activity.
I think there's no excuse for behavior of tearing other women's clothes, spitting on them, using loudspeakers, and you know, these people losing face to everybody around. You're ruining their business, their place of business, making it even harder for them to be able to pay off debts. You should know better. And you cannot always, you always find people claiming negligence. Oh, I didn't know. What I'm saying is these damas need to take response. People need to take responsibility for their actions. I don't care how old or what gender you are. That doesn't get you off the hook. On top of these damas taking responsibility for what they've done to others, okay, we need to realize that conditions in this city are making it easier for this kind of debt collecting activity to happen. I think some money's being lent with outrageous interest rates, and that's why contractors are having trouble just paying wages. And I think we definitely need to look into the situation more.
Yes, and also one thing I like to highlight is, what is intimidation and harassment? I think this year, because we've seen a couple of high profile cases as such about debt collecting, and intimidation in the law seems to only say violence when there is a dagger that is threatening to or almost going to hit you. That is the moment that you can signify it is intimidation. But actually, a lot of this is, I think, mental intimidation or harassment. And if you are losing extreme face in front of people, for Chinese people, that is a big deal.
It's a big deal.
So
it's a big deal for any people.
Yeah. Good. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Well, there's something universal here. So I think also with the measures as such, we need to look more into this.